One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game. And that's Byline US intended to bring sports talk on a nationally syndicated basis. Still do. We were the first. It was just like sliced bread or the internet with Al Gore. We invented it. We're here for you. But 1 hour all week, we talk video games. Once again, 1 hour, and you're in it right now. In fact, we have to talk the sports video games, but only half as good without them. I firmly believe it. That's why I host this show. And if you're a gamer, I would love to hear from you. Questions, comments, or concerns in this forum that we have. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. I'll be giving away a brand new game. You get a game to me via email. Sportsbyline.com. You can also go there, click listen live to hear the shows. You can go SB Nation Live as well. World on the American Forces Radio Network. Big fan of the troops. I know the video game, the gamers out there in our military. It's a little bit of home cooking, and we're proud of you. Keep up the good work. Stay safe. Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Space Force, Delta Force. You're doing a great job. Missions be Nations M. You can catch us on the Dan Patrick channel, which is 211 plus 2, the cable radio network channel. All 2. I'll leave you a show if you want to tweet or exit.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that as well. Welcome back to the video review title with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Radio Network. Time to call 1-800-878-7529. You know, over the years, which I've done basically 20 years, I'm always very interested in these studies, empirical data. What have been done in the United States, the UK, Europe, other countries of video games, because I always try to get or facts, because I try to blame Evaldi games. It's just a very easy thing to just say, well, it's video games. It's like people said about Macron, the president of France. Also was a guy who said it recently about the ills of society, and before that it was rock. In China, it is a very bad video gaming. When you're in a Italian country, you can do that, especially in mainland China, are subject to some of the world's strictest restrictions on video gaming time. But there's a new study in publication Nature that found no evidence that the government imposed rules. So there were researchers whole 7.04 billion hours time file January 2020. That's only, what, 4 months? Had children, and but the researchers noted because the data they obtained include age information, it was unclear how prominent it was with Unity in China relative to other gaming engines. But anyway, the researchers found before China put in its heavy gaming aid, less than 1% of the profiles, 0.77% of the profiles observed to be engaged. Heavy play. Heavy play is defined by average more than 4 hours a day for 6 days a week. Now, that compared with 0.88% of gamers who did so after the limited restrictions went into place. It's of getting in trouble, say, country, if you try something like that. But to me, prohibition, you know, like, think about all the evils alcohol causes. Hey, you're right. Well, why don't we just get rid of alcohol? Sounds good. 100 times worse. So, what the limit is it came out in 2019 in the fall. It said minors could only get 90 minutes a day. That was the original one. And then it's a day turned into 3 hours per week. And so these broadly restriction policies, the study says, may be ineffective at causing intended changers. It has continued to ramp up the of 18 years old. They just glued to the screen. And so a couple of weeks ago, the country's internet watchdog published that require app stores to give users the option to deploy a minor mode. That mode would limit smartphones and tablets usage to 40 minutes a day for children under 8. An hour to your 16 and anything on that would require parental intervention. So stores have to now ensure that children under 12 download any apps, and those 12 to 16 have to do it with a parent. So despite Red China's efforts to weed out internet addiction, children and teenagers have been very adept at finding creative workarounds to these various restrictions. Some have reverted to identities. Others have stepped up new accounts. A lot of them have used fake accounts using adult family members masquerading as them when it's the kids, right? And so that's a couple of the reasons why no reduction in heavy playtime. And in fact, it's just gone up heavy playtime. But another possible explanation is that while these large corporations are more inclined to enforce the rules as they have the resources to effectively and player bases and now have become prime target of political innovation in China, it's less clear whether small game developers are compliant in it. And so that's why when you look around and you see, as I said, the numbers going up, this is a study from the UK and Denmark, two countries of my heritage, by the way. Oh, they're so smart. But the fact that the usage has gone up, I do find it surprising because I, you know, growing up during the Cold War, I always thought that, you know, people might be a little bit scared of Big Brother, literally. But, you know, people are just people and gamers are gamers. It's just like athletes at the Olympics. They don't care about politics or religion or heritage and all that. They're just there to compete. And gamers want to be gamers. It doesn't matter if you're in a democracy or you're in a communist country. You think kids in India don't want a PlayStation 5 if they can get their hands on one? Of course they do, because they're kids. Don't make foreign policy no matter how despotic your ruler is or how, you know, wonderful your ruler is, and it's all up to interpretation anyway. But the proof is in the pudding there when, you know, you look at the amount of excess hours going up from 0.77 to 0.88. And they also came out with a study that 95% of hardcore gamers are male. And I'm actually surprised it's that high. There are so many female gamers now. And of course, there are people who don't identify with either of those genders as well. You can do what you want. It's free country. But I'm just saying, I thought that the number would be a little bit higher, knowing how many female gamers there are out there. Well, I'll get into the other side as well, because the New York Post also had a different kind of bent on it. But it's basically, before we get to the next segment, it's just the old rule of everything in moderation: food, alcohol, religion, politics. Like, if you just watch news channels all day long, it's going to warp your brain. You know, you have to have some variety of opinions. Otherwise, you're going to brainwashing yourself. But, you know, I love donuts. But if all I ate was donuts, I'd be 600 pounds and probably not that healthy. You know, everything in moderation. All right, let's take a quick break. If you'd like to chime in on it, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number. They'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world, on the American Forces Radio Network, Sirius XM 211, Dan Patrick Channel, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, SBNationLive.com, all that good stuff. There was a new article in the New York Post today about gaming addictions for people who had their lives, quote-unquote, ruined. They lost jobs, they dropped out of school, they ruined relationships, and a lot of them just played video games 16 hours a day. And they interviewed one guy who said that he would play League of Legends all night long, glued to the screen, until sunrise. Then he would sleep until late afternoon, go give blood to make enough money to buy pizza and Mountain Dew, and then do the whole thing all over again. And he said within 6 months, surprised it took that long, he got fat, lost friends, and flunked all his classes. And his name was Logan. This was at BYU Idaho, which is up there in Rexburg, which I've been to before. There's a Freddy's in Rexburg. He said in the New York Post, gaming just took over. I was completely wasting my life. I wanted to keep getting better at this thing that doesn't even matter. Well, here's the thing. The good thing is that he's come to his senses, I guess. But the other thing is, this could have been anything of which you were obsessed. You know, this is an addictive personality. It's not the fault of the thing you're addicted to, you know. It's a voluntary thing. I know people get physiologically addicted to drugs and such things, or they have to have them not to feel good, but just to not feel sick. But it's just a case of somebody temporarily losing their minds, thinking this is the only thing that matters. It's just a matter of perspective, right? And so once again, I'm glad that this kid Logan is doing better, but on the other hand, it's not the fault of the video games. And yes, look, all the time, especially when I'm playing, let's just say a game like Call of Duty, like just today I was playing it, and there's season 4 and there's new weapons, and then you go through, I never buy the season pass because all the weapons are free basically, and I don't need to look like Jigsaw or Glow or Smoke. By the way, why would you want to glow if you're trying to avoid getting shot? Right? So stupid. But the, and by the way, I put down some claymores, these guys who jump into frame and then shoot, which I will never jump. And maybe it's a smart thing to do, but it's just unrealistic and it's stupid. These guys run and then jump real high and then shoot at you. I don't know. I've always hated it.
Rick, that's actually a good tactic.
But anyway, so my point is, you know, I want to see what comes when I level up, and I want to get a longer barrel so that this gun has better range, and I want to get better ammunition so it causes more damage, and I want to unlock the underbarrel so that's got a better, you know, no vertical kick to it and stability, and I want to get a better rifle butt to aim down sight, you know what I'm just saying? So it goes on and on and on. A grip, you know, your magazine, your sights, your lasers, all these things. And next thing you know, 2 hours have gone by. And you're like, for me, and, you know, listen, I have played, I've binged sometimes. But for me, there's one thing that always stops it. And it's, well, You got to eat, you got to go to the bathroom. But if I put in more like than 6 hours, I get a splitting headache from just staring at the screen. I think it's my body's way of saying, all right, that's enough, Rick. I think you had it. But this Logan guy in the New York Post was quoted as saying, I can see why the older generations look down on people that are addicted to gaming, but they've never faced anything like this, where it's literally designed to keep you engaged and keep you coming back. Yeah, it's true. Now, the World Health Organization, I mentioned this before the pandemic even started, they officially declared that gaming disorder, as they called it, was an addictive behavior. And they reviewed 160 studies and had a consensus of experts. And yes, as much as I have video games backs, yes, you can get addicted to it. And that's when you literally, that's all you do, except give blood to get pizza and Mountain Dew and then keep playing. So it's basically the way they describe it is a sidelining of other interests and significant detriment to personal, family, social, educational, and or occupational functioning for at least a year. So University of Georgia professor Dr. Amanda Giordano told the Post, there is a substantial body of research demonstrating that for a subset of gamers, their gaming becomes compulsive. Gaming becomes their primary means of emotion regulation. These are the hallmarks of addiction. And yes, it's sort of like people who their whole raison d'etre, their whole reason for living and their identity and their pride is through Twitter or IG or Facebook or some other, what's it called now, X, some other form of social media, that they'll be outraged or they'll try to light a fire or they'll, as the kids would say, gaslight somebody. Or they'll say something outlandish, and then they'll, this, you know, electronic graffiti, they'll wait to see what someone else says. And then this is where their pride, their reason to live is this, and that's not what it's for. So the World Health Organization says that this disorder impacts 3% of all gamers and 8.5% of gamers under 18. And when I was growing up, we didn't have this stuff. If we did, I would have hella played it. But we did not have systems like this when I was growing up. We had to do something that was called go outside and come back when it gets dark. If the streetlights are on, you're late. But the research suggests that it operates like any other addiction. It just triggers dopamine rush in the brain. And, you know, these MMORPGs, massively multiplayer online role-playing games, are the most social and addictive variety. And they say that they can even change brain circuitry and metabolism. Dr. Tanvir Ahmed, an Australian psychiatrist who treats adolescents, says that the phenomenon is a behavioral addiction comparable to gambling. And there are people addicted to gambling. Remember Art Schleicher, the Ohio State quarterback who played for the Colts, his gambling addiction was so bad that when he got arrested, you got your one call, you're supposed to call your lawyer or your dad or your wife, whatever. He called his bookie to make a bet. That's how bad it was for him. But the doctor said the root of the problem is usually linked to social anxiety, and the vast majority of video game addicts struggle to form healthy social connections in the real world, and it is the online world where they feel a sense of social connection. All right, for me, that's different. And I remember years ago, the documentary Second Skin, I had the guy who made that documentary, and we gave it away on the air. This is like over 10 years ago. It's a great documentary about people, like, you know, they'll meet at these guilds and conventions and their alter ego is who they really feel they are. That's different than being addicted. That's just sort of having a dual identity. But I think what it is, when you think about, what happened was there was this recently in Manhattan, there was this Twitch live streamer named Kai Cenat, and he was in Union Square in New York, and he was giving away some PS5s, and it turned into a riot, and there were fist fights, and cop cars got vandalized, and in the end, 7 people got hurt, 66 were arrested, 30 were under 18, and everyone is saying, oh my gosh, video games are horrible. This has nothing to do with video games. This has to do with this sort of paramilitaristic, if you want, issues with social media now. So, yeah, there was a public display of violence in Union Square, but that has nothing to do with people who are addicted to video games. That to me mostly was, oh my gosh, they're giving away PS5s. It's time to fight. So there's a place called Game Quitters, which got started in the UK. It's now out of Thailand. That's where the guy who started it moved. And I really don't think that, you know, I mean, you would think you'd have enough wherewithal to just stop, but people who don't, they do have to go to Game Quitters, whatever it is. But what I'm trying to say, and by the way, the Logan guy now, I guess he's married and he has an 8-month son, so all's well that ends well there. But it's just very much a question of doing things in moderation. And if somebody says video games caused a fight at Union Square in Manhattan, or video games are the reason I flunked and I got fired and I lost all my friends, it's not the video games. Okay? Once again, I'm telling you that. The studies are showing you that. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Get off the high horse. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Kittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It is the Video Game Review coming up in the next segment, a very short segment at the end of the show. We'll give away the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, I'm going to give away the new game right now, as it is, well, it's now officially 41 after the hour, so I'm a minute late. Let's give away the new game. And you win it by answering an easy question. Second correct answer wins the game. The game is called Atlas Fallen. Just came out 4 days ago. It is available for the PC, the Xbox Series X and S, and the PS5. I have it here for the PS5. Atlas Fallen is developed by Deck 13, published by Focus Entertainment, and it is rated T for teen, violence, blood, language. Just like language. It's sort of like saying attitude. Attitude now just means bad attitude. No, he's got an attitude. Yeah, he's got a great attitude. No, bad. here's the summary. Master the sands and explore a unique fantasy world teeming with secrets, locales, and dangers, and hunt legendary creatures alone or with a friend in heroic, superpowered combat. So my question is, Atlas Fallen, is this game about going around in the desert fighting monsters, or is this about high finance? Once again, going around the desert fighting monsters or high finance, just let me know. Second correct answer, rick@sportsbyline.com will win Atlas Fallen from Deck 13 and Focus Entertainment for the PS5. Also available PC, Xbox Series X and S. Just for fun, let me give you the quick blurb from IGN. They did a review on it. In one sentence, Gabriel Moss review says, quote, Atlas Fallen is a solid open world action RPG with plenty of platforming and large monsters to fight with a co-op buddy, so long as neither of you cares about story or is a stickler for high quality textures. Well, there you go. I can tell you right now that I could not care less about story. I just want a game that's fun. Have you ever played like a first-person shooter and thought, what's my motivation here? Why am I shooting? Why is everyone shooting at me? What did I do? What's the war? And then they had to come, like, they just started season 4, and I was like, ah, damn, because there's always a cinematic at the front to get you ready for the new season. I'm like, can we just start playing? I don't need to know why. Ours is not the reason why. Ours is to go and, yeah, I mean, all right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Speaking of an article, I thought it was funny. You know how when you will watch a trailer for a movie and then the thing you saw in the trailer never made the final cut? Or maybe it did and it just misled you. For me, I always think, like, if I watch a trailer for a comedy and I don't laugh, I'm like, there's not going to be any laughs in this because they put the funniest parts in the trailer. Or you'll laugh at two things in the trailer and you go to the movie and say, oh, those are the only two funniest things, two funny things at all in the movie. Yeah. So It was an interesting article by Glenn Bunn where he was looking at trailers that lied. I never thought about it. But he said The Last of Us Part 2, it was confirmed that players would take control of Ellie in the sequel, who would be a lot older. And technically it was true, but Tilu's 2's trailers featured Joel and Ellie's in a variety of sequences. It turned out that he was never in. So when players got their hands on the game, it was clear that the trailers had been intentionally misleading when Joel, well, I think I won't give it away, but when you saw what happened with the second playable character, Abby, fairly early on, you saw that. But then also, speaking of sequels, The Last of Us Part 2, the move was controversial, but a lot of fans claimed that they felt lied to by the trailers. It's easy to see what Naughty Dog was doing, though. If Joel had any presence in the game trailers, a lot of people will be asking where he was and why. So, and they showed him playing a guitar. Metal Gear 2 Sons of Liberty advertised Solid Snake as the main character, and a lot of people, you know, who loved it on PS1 were going for it. What they didn't realize that the main protagonist was actually a young rookie named Raiden, and that Solid Snake was only playable in the prologue. And that was misleading. Dead Island. Dead Island has a lot of, you know, it's one of those action-packed zombie-killing RPGs, but it was a surprise to those who bought the game based on its reveal trailer, because the reveal trailer made Dead Island look like a story-oriented, emotional franchise with a heartbreaking cinematic short film that told the last moments of a family on this zombie-infested holiday resort. And then within a week of the trailer being uploaded to YouTube, 1 million people had seen it, okay? Everyone was buying in. And the marketing team tried to repeat this with Dead Island Riptide, about a couple deciding whether or not to kill themselves when they were trapped on a zombie-surrounded boat. And I guess people didn't fall for that last time, because neither of those things came. Splinter Cell Conviction, the original trailer for that, it's a Tom Clancy game, obviously, was different from the finished product. It showed Sam Fisher as this sort of brawler character, kind of like Jason Bourne. And then when the game came out, it was all about stealth. Watch Dogs, that was that Ubisoft open world hacker. Very highly anticipated, that game was. And it was one of the first games on the PS4 and Xbox One. It was a launch title, basically. And everybody was seeing the next-gen experience. And hacking in Seattle was supposed to go down. But apparently, once you started playing the game, the open world was not so open anymore. It happens. Do you remember that... that game called Way of the Gun, and it was coming out for the PS3, but you could also buy it for the PS2. And so I bought it for the PS3, and then I found out that that version was the same as the PS2 version. It was like, well, you can play it on the PS3 if that's all you have, but it is a PS2 game. And I'm like, oh, now I know. Halo 5 Guardians, the massive marketing campaign. You know, one of the major exclusives, of course, for the Xbox One. And they showed a potentially traitorous Master Chief hunted down by Locke and a new Spartan team with the tagline, Hunt the Truth. And when it was released, it was clear that those instances of dialogue and sequences were not in the game at all. And the campaign was completely different, as they thought there would be a new take on the franchise. And No Man's Sky, I think one of the most innovative games of all time. I got to go to the GDC a few years ago and hear the guy from Hello Games talk about how he used procedurally generated noise to make all the planets. I mean, it's an amazing game, and it's changed over the years. It is truly amazing. By the way, the Hello Games people, the same ones that brought us Black. Remember that great first-person shooter on the PS2? real. That was when you could like shoot a car and it would blow up. But Hello Games, No Man's Sky is always going to be ambitious, especially from such a small studio in Great Britain. The trailers showed these thriving environments and huge exploration with massive space battles and multiplayer with friends. And they said there were literally trillions of planets unnamed, and you'll never bump into another player. And it did keep its promise of having a lot of planets to explore that were mostly barren and unlike the trailer. But as for multiplayer, there wasn't any. And a lot of people were super mad about that. So in the years that followed, they tried to remedy that, and now people like it a lot better. And if you just now jump into No Man's Sky, you'll have a completely different experience. But I was actually fine with it. And of course, one of the most famous ones of all, Cyberpunk 2077. I actually went to a talk from the head of CD Projekt Red, a Polish company. He's a German guy, though, at the last GDC. But you know, the game would look so ambitious, just massive, densely populated, an open world, breathtaking visuals too. But it got delayed so many times. It was such a broken mess. And the noticeable downgrade in visual quality. And then the game actually got yanked out of the PlayStation Store. And, you know, there was a good core game there at launch, but it just was so hard to get to it with so many patches. And most of it now runs the way they want it to, but yeah, not so much. BioShock Infinite. I love the original BioShock, and they kept getting worse. Infinite took 5 years to make. And it went through so many creative changes. And some elements remain from the reveal trailer, the sky-based Columbia, which was, of course, you weren't in underwater in Rapture anymore. But its main characters, Elizabeth and Booker, looked different. And then when you start playing as a big daddy, it's just not the same. Anyway, all right, let's get to the upcoming games coming out this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Astro Flame Starfighter, a racing shooter on the Xbox Series X and S, one PS4, PS5. Kentata, a strategy game on the PC. Emergency, an action game on the PC, looks like Fireman. Everspace 2, action flight shooter, X and S, and 5. Far World Pioneers, this is a sim game on the 4 and the 5. I actually got the free code to play Far World Pioneers. And I played it for about 5 minutes, and it was hard to catch on. I got to give it a deeper dive with all the different controls to build all the stuff you got to do, and it's got the throwback look to it. I don't want to give it a thumbs down until I give it a little bit more time. Hammerwatch 2, action-adventure indie RPG on the PC. Moving Out 2 on all the big systems. That's the X and the S, the 1, the 4, and the 5, the Switch, and the PC. City of Murals, action platformer, roguelike, PC. Construction Machine Simulator 2023, PS4, PS5. On Guard, action adventure indie game for the PC. The Cosmic Wheel Sisterhood, an adventure game on the PC and the Switch. Affogato, an RPG simulation on the PC. Book of Hours, adventure card roguelike strategy game on the PC. Another PC game, Chrome Wolf, adventure RPG strategy turn-based. Hello Engineer, a simulation game on the Switch, the PS4, the Xbox Series X and S, the 1 and the PC, not the 5. Let's Build a Zoo, Aquarium Odyssey, DLC, expansion simulation strategy on all the systems. And we will be getting Madden Football 24 on the PC. That's Josh Allen not doing the Lambeau Leap, of course, because he's in Buffalo, but he is in the crowd. And he went booty first. And also, Red Dead Redemption makes its way to the 4 and the Switch this week. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code right here on the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. It is time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Mary. She said, Rick, what's the name in Metroid where you get the Samus bodysuit? You mean the bikini in Metroid? That's the old Justin Bailey code. And you put it in Justin Bailey. And I thought it was pretty interesting when you think about why that code would work to have her in her bathing suit. That's Samus Aran. And some people thought that someone just typed in their own name. Years later, we found out that you just have to write in the word Justin, and that would work. But that someone typed in Justin Bailey, and then it's like, look what I did. I guess it doesn't matter what you do after that. But yes. Type in Justin, and that should be able to get Samus Aran in the original Metroid. And that was the whole thing about the end of the game. It's like, oh, Samus Aran is actually a girl. Well, we didn't know that. See how it works? It's very interesting like that. By the way, you can email me throughout the week, reports.com, what's at byline.com. next week, another live edition of the Video Game Review right here on Sports Byline. Series.